Excessive presence leaves no traces. I once read how all of the cocaine bursts out of Richard Pryor, like he was a piñata. And he just started yelling, "You don't know what love is, you don't know what love is."
I'm happy to see people that come out, especially after all the shit I've been in. I mean that from my heart, because you make me feel good as a person, you know what I mean? It make me say, well, the shit wasn't that bad. My wife was gonna leave me. I said, not in this motherfucker, you ain't. Then the police came. I'm a nigga doing 800-900 in the underbrush. Don't you run from me. Don't you ever run from me. As long as you black, don't you run from me.
Kids who watched it happen, extras on a film of his all day long on that set of burnt grass and hugging balloons, how now they believe in Negro angels and try to open every terrible door with a baseball bat or a skull cap or a joke about black habits or a line from a Pam Grier flick like, "You don't know what love is."
What is this thing?
I read that I was one of those kids. A bulge in the minutes makes us scream inside. I remember now how we can make sound without being seen, how this scream creates room. Silence. Excessive presence leaves no traces. You don't know what love is. You don't know what love is.
Anyway, here's a problem in emotionally applied semantics. What is this thing called love?
This scream creates room for silence.